I was going 88 in a 70 mile per hour zone. I won't make any excuses. I was getting really into the music during Prairie Home Companion and was just sailing along. A very nice officer decided I needed to be going a bit slower and gave me a ticket to that effect. It'd be the first time I got pulled over in high school. That time a cop on a horse nabbed me for speeding, but that's a whole other story. So I was not really excited about the idea of my insurance rates going up, and I did what a lot of other people do. I took a traffic class. You can take it online or in person. I took mine online.
Compared with other drivers, how would you rate your driving skills?
This is improv comedy traffic school.
Oh yes, I'm the best driver in the world. Average? Yeah, I can.
We use humor to deliver a very important message.
This is Gary Alexander, the guy who started the school.
People who come through our classes are not novice drivers. Hopefully, by the end of the class, we reach at least every person, and they have this aha moment. Hey, you know, maybe I should put my seatbelt. Maybe I should slow down.
After the four-hour class, I passed the final test 39 out of 40 questions right. But the next day, getting into my car, I had this big question. Was I somehow now a better driver? Are these classes actually effective?
They definitely are.
Basically, we found no improvement.
It depends on who you ask. That first person is Ray Graves. The second is Steve Block. So these two different answers have a lot to do with the way they looked at the question. Graves is the guy who oversees traffic classes in Florida. He's with the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. They do a periodic study of these classes.
Basically, the study takes the group of individuals who have completed the course, and they look 18 months prior to their driving history and 18 months after, and compare that to a control group if the driver's driving record is better, then the course is deemed effective.
In 2014, the department found all the traffic classes in Florida to be effective.
One of the things that people learn is not necessarily being a better driver, but how to avoid tickets.
Steve Block worked as a traffic safety researcher for AAA of Southern California. Block retired about a year ago, and he spent his career doing in-depth research on this stuff. So the Florida study took a group of people who completed the class and compared their driving to a section of the general population to see if there's any change. But Block found that the general population is different from people who take driving courses, so you can't compare them. They're apples and oranges. The people who take the class may have more money or less money. They may care more about getting points on their license. Whatever their motivation, they're different from the general population of drivers. So in order to compare apples to apples, Block had to find people who were planning to take the traffic class.
People actually showed up for the class, you know, in the morning. Like, here I am. It's 9 o'clock. I'm ready to take the class. And we dismissed 3,000 people. Thank you for showing up. Go home.
Block compared the people who were sent home to the people who actually took the course. Using that method again, Block found the classes to be pretty much ineffective. So maybe you're wasting $30 to take a class, but you get to mask the points on your license so your insurance doesn't go up. Awesome. Block says, not so awesome.
By systematically masking people's citations, the DMV doesn't know about those drivers who keep getting a lot of tickets and would have their licenses suspended or revoked.
And that makes our roads less safe, he says. In Florida, you can only take a class 5 times in your life to mask a ticket, and only once in any given year. Block says that's the right direction, but doesn't do enough to deal with the statistical reality he found. But even though he's steeped in this research, the day he retired, he got pulled over for rolling through a stop sign.
I literally had my retirement cake in the back seat.
And Steve Block, just like the rest of us, ponied up, sat down, and took the traffic class. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.